Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening.
It's happening.
With Snooki and Joey.
Cheers, Crusaders. Taco me.
Taco me. Happy Friday, everyone. Spring has sprung, mamas. Welcome to the show.
My God, Gianni's making fun of me. Biggest play.
This is our livelihood. This is all we have.
Really? So welcome to the show, Momas. Happy Friday. Are you hungover today, Joey?
Yeah, okay.
Joey had a dinner party, by the way, last night, and he invited all my friends. I didn't even get an invite, even though he knows like I wouldn't come, but I still didn't get an invite.
It wasn't an invite. I did have a dinner party. I am in trouble. Bay Stormdown is not speaking to me.
No, what'd you do?
Well, okay, so I wasn't planning on having a dinner party. I was recipe testing for some videos I'm making. And so I was like cooking, and then all of a sudden, Opal, we've been trying to have dinner for months now. And he goes, oh, can you have dinner?
I want to have dinner. I want to go to Poppy's.
He's going tomorrow. He's globetrotting when he gets back with us. So anyway, I was not planning on people over. Opal calls me and says, do you want to have dinner tonight? I said, oh, it's so funny. I'm making a pork tenderloin right now and braised artichokes. Come by tonight. But originally, Bay and I, because I'm leaving for like a year tomorrow. Today, technically. I'm leaving for a year. So I'm just gonna wanted to have a nice day with Bae. So Bae was coming over.
Leaving for a year, what?
I'm traveling until like the middle of May. I leave tomorrow and I don't come back.
Oh. That's for like a week. It's a week.
It's like 2 weeks. Anyway.
Okay.
I'll get into my travel plans secondly. Anyway, so we're planning to have a nice day. We're gonna watch the Celtics were playing and Survivor was on. We're gonna watch our shows and I was going to make a cute little dinner. It was just me and him. And then it somehow ended up, Sissy came over and him. And then it turned into, from a very romantic, cute little, like, oh, I'm leaving in a couple of days. We're going to have a cuddle fest night into this, like we ripped by, like, 12 bottles of wine and champagne and we started drinking. So I told him I was going to wild out and get fucked up. And then I was like, and then we were, like, blasting music and, like guzzling wine. So he was like, I'm going home. He was like, you know, I have to work in the morning. I want you guys to have fun and do whatever. But he's like, Joey, I told you if you keep drinking and keep like wiling out like this, because I'm gonna go because I'm not wanna deal with this. I have to work and I'm supposed to be a coworker. and they didn't leave till 12:30 and
that's early though. Definitely.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's early for us.
He tapped out at like 9:45, like he couldn't deal with it anymore. I mean
we give him an alias name. Instead of just calling him Bay.
Yeah.
What's the name would you give him?
I don't know. Stewart?
Stewart?
Stewart? Stewie? Anyway, so he stormed out at 9:45. But it did get heated.
He stormed out, or did
he left? He was like giggling about it. But also, at the same time, he was upset because he was like, you know, it shouldn't have come to this because, you know, I told you we were supposed to have a show.
So traumatic.
It was very.
It shouldn't happen this way.
It made me so sad that he watch him go home, and I gave him his little lunch to go home. Anyway, it got heated pretty quickly. The RuPaul's Drag Race is on the TV. We're blasting Beyonce's new country album.
You had a girls' night.
And we're chugging wine, and we're like screaming back and forth, fighting about random shit. It was just a lot for, you know, to put on a young boy.
Okay.
340 something queens chugging Pinot Grigio on a Wednesday night.
All right, well, I thought it would be worse. I thought you
I was very proud of myself. So I texted him at 12:30. I said, everyone's gone. I'm heading to bed. I told you it wasn't going to be a late night. He gave me the silent treatment for 24 hours. And I didn't hear, he wouldn't text me back all morning. I finally heard back from this afternoon. But like since last night, since he left here.
Did he use periods?
No, he didn't answer any of my text messages or phone calls for the past, since like he left last night until like this afternoon. And I was going to show up at his house and surprise him and sleep over, but I figured it'd be best to give him some space. And I was also tired.
Dramatic.
But I had to do, I'm going to show you this. I had to do a sleep study at home last night.
Ooh.
They sent me this machine. This is what I think I'm dying. I think I have sleep apnea. And I think that's what, I think I die a little bit in my sleep. I die every night in my sleep a little bit.
Can I borrow that? Because Gianni, when he sleeps, he literally stops breathing for 2 minutes.
Yes, I'm sure he has sleep apnea. We all have.
He 100% has sleep apnea.
Yeah, it's a fat person thing. But what happens is, not fat person thing, but it's like, you know, it's for big, like men that are overweight.
Big men.
We're slightly overweight. But it's also going to be hereditary. There's a whole all different factors. He definitely has it, but you have to have the doctor do it because it's on an app and it has to go to your doctor. Just have him, have the mother-in-law.
Have Janet do it.
Have him get a sleep study set.
So he has sleep apnea, and supposedly if you have sleep apnea, you're more prone to like strokes and shit, which I didn't know.
That's why I have this.
I had no idea.
This is why I have this medical device.
Oh.
I did it right. The thing is, I was so turned up, and I took a Xanax because I was afraid I was going to fall asleep I'd be conscious of this testing things on me.
I wouldn't do it in a drunk sleep, though. I would do it in a regular sleep.
Well, I was drunk and I took a Xanax, so I made sure I fell asleep.
Because your drunk sleep is probably worse, because you get the worst sleep when you're drunk.
Yeah.
I would do like a regular sleep, like how you normally sleep. I might have like a nice chamomile tea, a magnesium pill, and go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Or melatonin. Mm-hmm. That was my evening. And then I woke up feeling very depressed and very guilty. I felt like I let my partner down.
What a sin.
I feel like he came like right after dinner, I go sat on the couch and he comes up like right next to me, like lays on me, and we're just having like, and we're having a glass, we both had like one glass of wine, and we're just like having the best time and cozy, which should have been. And I was like, and it breaks my heart that I had to let the devil get to me,
drag yeah, look what you did.
Beyonce music and Pinot Grigio. And
look what you did, you little jerk.
It made me feel really sad, like, you know, that he like left because he wanted this quiet night, and he didn't care my friends were there, but he, you know, have dinner, hang out, but it was like, it wasn't just a drinking wine. It was like, we were allowed.
Wiling out.
Yeah.
Is Opal hungover?
Probably. She left first. But we had a lot to catch up on, you know, so.
Well, I haven't drank in like 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Who am I, right?
You came back from that filming show and you had to drink every day there.
Yeah, I feel like I just needed a break, and I just, you know, my body was tired. I felt disgusting. So I'm just trying to detox a little bit. And like, I feel like if I stay home and I don't do anything, I'm not going to be tempted to have some wine, girl, or a martini. Yeah. So I haven't been anywhere. I've just been home. So I did have like a sip, like the tiniest sip of wine last night. And then I was like, man. So yeah, I haven't like really drank in 2 weeks, and I'm so proud of myself.
That's good. Did you lose weight?
No. I need to like start running or something. I have to do something. Summer's right around the corner and I feel like a blob.
There's a new study saying that it's a shocking plummet in alcohol consumption and sales in the United States. It's coming.
So everyone's trying to be sober?
Everyone's doing it. And it's the thing, 'cause there's so many other options to do. And it's like, it's not the vibe to like be like, having alcohol all the time anymore. There's so many other options you can do, like, you know,
I know it's like not the trend anymore. The trend is like everyone being sober.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn.
And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You know how alcohol is such like a powerful grip on society? Like, you know, think about like nightlife culture. Like, you know, like that's the only thing they have over us. It's like those bottles to serve alcohol. Have people come to the club and spend $700 on a bottle of Tito's in the club. It's like now that we're taking the power back, and like now we don't need alcohol to be having fun at the club. We can have other, you know, other things. We take gummies or mushrooms or whatever.
I need alcohol to have fun at the club.
I know, but I'm saying a lot of people are like not doing that. And
I still need that. Like I can't picture myself going to a club and not having a drink.
Oh yeah. No, I'm talking about like the people that are like the younger generations are coming up that never really started getting involved in alcohol, and it's like not such an important thing. Important, like it doesn't rule their lives. The younger generation,
or the young kids,
like it did with us. Like they're able to kind of do that.
Yeah, that's not our generation.
I think going forward in the industry, it's like that's a lot of people are seeing that.
Calm down, industry.
And a lot of liquor companies are plummeting and having trouble getting.
I hate you. You know what I want to try?
Ayahuasca.
Just because, like, I really don't want the hangover. Like, I like waking up and like not feeling like shit all the time. But like I definitely like want to like feel buzz. Do you see those ads about those drinks? They're like non-alcoholic drinks, but they have like stuff in it to where you can feel like you have a buzz.
Yeah.
And then you go to bed. Have you tried those?
I have them right here. Where is it?
What's in it? Because I get scared.
It's THC.
And that's crack?
No, it's like weed, but it's a natural ingredient in weed. It's not, but it's not like taking a gummy. It's like, it's just like,
yeah, you don't like feel weird.
No. Or they have like some of them have like a light thing of like a magic mushroom in them or something, but it's like, it's
magic
all
magic. No, I don't want that.
No, it's not, but it's such a low thing. It's like, you're not going to see nothing. It's just a
I'm very sensitive. You know, I can't even have caffeine.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I get nervous with that stuff.
There's like echinacea in it. Maybe
the fuck is it? Oh, like that you take it at Saratoga? Yeah. That drug where you hallucinate?
No, that's us. Ayahuasca.
Anyway, I want to try those drinks. I want to see.
If anyone owns a natural mood boosting liquor company, send them over to kodakumin.com.
I just don't want the hangovers. But also, like, I'm prepping myself for summer because I know once I get down the shore, you know me, like, we're making drinks at like 9 a.m. and we're on the water and we're having vodka all day. So I'm like prepping for that. But yeah, I would like to try those drinks.
Totally go off topic. But yeah, I was thinking about ayahuasca. Nico Tortorella has another baby coming.
They're pregnant?
Yeah. What is that? Oh, is that?
It's an Easter egg.
Oh, I thought we already told about it. So.
Oh, didn't I?
Did we tell everyone that you're opening?
I don't remember. We haven't had a show in like 4 years.
I'm performing in Nashville. Is your store going to be open by then?
Yeah, so I'm planning. So my goal, because I just signed a lease for Nashville, guys, and I'm really excited. You know, I love Nashville. I love going there. It's such a vibe, and I feel like the Sookie Shop will be so much fun there. And it's a block away from Broadway, which is like the main strip, right? Is it called Broadway?
Yeah, it's Broadway.
Yeah. So I'm a block away from the main strip where all the bars are. And I'm like buying, like, I take like two hotels. If you guys stay in hotels, I feel like Airbnbs are like the thing now. But if you stay in hotels, I'm like right there. What was I just saying? Oh, how I want to be open. I would love to be open by June. In June, sometime.
Oh, how exciting.
Well, I know. I got to get Gina's ass down there. Make sure she's getting everything ready. I got to hire a staff. I got to put clothes in there. I got a lot of shit to do. I'm stressed. You know what? I'm going to start drinking.
Oh, my God. I'll be there August 8th at Zany's now.
Yeah, I'll be open by then.
So, but yeah, but would you want to come to that show with me? Because you have to go make it a business trip. And you can stay at the Airbnb with me.
Where are you staying?
I didn't book anything yet. We'll get a cute house.
Airbnb?
Yeah, and then you can check up on the store like after the 2 month opening. You can go there and we can have a nice little time. You don't have to come to my show, but I would like it if you did.
I'll let you know. But can we talk about our shows?
Oh, yes. Okay. Did we announce them? But do we have a link for the second show yet?
No, because that was just the graphic to approve it. And I said, sure, fine. But me and Joey are going on the road.
This is the first time since COVID that we have a live
show. COVID Murray.
I remember the show because I remember we were on stage, and this was like a month before COVID happened. And there's all this talk about China and stuff. And I remember I made a joke on stage that all our merch in the lobby was made in China, and everyone was scared to buy. Yeah. Because it was like right before the virus came over here, and
the virus.
And that was our last show. And that we since then we had our looped live shows online, but we've never graced a stage, for almost 4 years.
I know. So it's going to be a totally new show, mamas. Me and Joey definitely wanted to update our artwork, but we haven't seen each other in a year. I feel.
No, we have. I was just
the reunion, but that wasn't real. That was work. It was like we were hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
So we really have to make time for each other. Have to make time for me because you're too busy with Barstool. I just can't take it.
Well, I'm just trying to keep busy because I need to pay for this house. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we're doing live shows. We have a booked show. It is on at Parks Casino in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. Apparently, everyone's performing there. Like all the big comedians are stopping there this year.
Well, I'm excited because we didn't do PA yet.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Do you know the date?
You gotta look it up.
June 28th, 8 p.m. Excite Center at Parks Casino.
Eddie and Crusaders are in the tri-state. You better get your ass there.
It's by Philly.
It's literally right here, and it's going to be a good time. Girls' night out. Me and Joey will grace the stage.
Yeah, and you can go gambling. You can stay in the hotel. There's probably going to be a pool there or something. I'm not sure, but Gary Chicks Down. Then we have one other show we're booking in Staten Island. Right?
Oh, yeah, there's another one in Staten Island. It's not, like, official yet. Well, it is, but it's not. So don't say the date yet. We're working on Staten Island. And then I think... I think I just got an email about Boston.
Oh, good. We go back to the Wilbur.
So I love the Wilbur. And I feel like every time we went to Boston, everyone like got wasted.
Yeah.
And people were leaving in wheelchairs.
Yeah. Boston's a good time town. Yeah. Everyone's wanting us to go other places, though. I know your travel schedule does not permit, but everyone wants us to go out to the West Coast and a lot of people in the Middle East. We should go to Chicago, too. That's my new home. I work there twice a week.
I like Chicago.
I'm going there tomorrow, and I have to stay there. I have two jobs this week in Chicago.
You do? What are you doing?
I started in a movie, so the movie premiere is on tomorrow, so I have to be there for the red carpet for the movie premiere. I'm hosting the red carpet, but I'm also nominated.
Oh, my God.
So we're doing a Barstool Film Festival, so basically it's like, you know, this is Chicago Film Festival.
And what doesn't Dave get his freaking hands on?
Everything.
I feel like he's in everything.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I'm starring in a hockey commercial for ESPN.
A hockey commercial?
Yeah.
Like you're playing the sport?
I think so. I don't know.
Are you an actor? You need to put this on your resume now.
I know. I should get a resume. I need to.
You're a comedian. You're a live host. And you're an actor.
A cook? Yeah, an actress.
Celebrity makeup artist. A professional cook. Oh my, you do it all. Reality star.
Yeah. I don't know what it's about, but I go right from there. Instead of flying all the way home, because go home for one day and then come back, it doesn't make any sense. Does she leave?
Okay, proceed.
So instead of flying home, so I have to go right from Chicago, and I'm going right to Atlanta from there because I have a live show in Atlanta. The Atlanta Punchline on Thursday. Thursday, I have a show.
Thursday!
Atlanta Punchline for Out and About. Tickets are still available. Lear's coming. Aaron's coming. I'm staying at a fancy hotel. Very excited about that. So I'll be in Atlanta, Hot Atlanta. Tickets are available at NowSheWillTour.com. That's NowSheWillTour.com. Please show up because I have no one else is coming and I don't want to be embarrassed on stage in front of my dead mother. She's going to be watching. But it's going to be a good time. So I'm going right to Atlanta.
Okay.
And then I come back for literally 2 days. And then I have to leave again for Austin.
Oh, that would give me such anxiety.
I've been home for 2 days. Nick and Kara are coming to Austin. It's Stuart's birthday. So I have Stuart and all his friends are coming. I got a huge Airbnb for everyone to stay in with a big pool and very nice house.
Okay.
So I got that as his birthday gift. So he's going.
Who's
to
Stuart?
My boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Stuart. We love him.
Stuart is coming to with all his friends. So like eight of his friends are coming out. Nick and Kara are coming. And Austin's gonna be a good time. I want to make a cowboy.
Did they bring their baby?
No, I don't think so.
They travel too much.
They're in London right now.
I know.
There's horses. And then did you see those wild horses that got out of the zoo or got out of the Kensington Palace? And that one was ran into a door, was all bloody.
No.
You didn't see the horses terrorizing the town?
No, bitch.
They were running like animals.
Send me the TikTok.
Oh, my God. How many crusaders do you think are on the toilet right now, percentage-wise?
I'm going to say like 4%.
How many crusaders are in bed hungover with like Winnie the Pooh with just a t-shirt on and no panties?
Oh, 25%.
25%. How many do you think took the morning after pill last night from Thursday?
5%.
5% took the morning after pill. What other percent?
I took the day after pill twice this month.
You have 30 babies. Why don't you just get your tubes tied?
No. Because I don't like the fact of like never having it again. But I forgot to get my birth control. So I was off it for a full week. So every time me and Gianni did it, I got paranoid. So I went to CVS and I got the day after pill because mama is so fertile. Like I can't be doing that. Mm-mm. So I popped him like Skittles this month. So did they catch the horsies?
They finally caught them, but they escaped from somewhere. And they were scared, so they were running around. One crashed into something and started bleeding everywhere.
Well, they don't want the freaking people on their backs anymore. Like, get the fuck off my back.
They're retaliating.
They want to run free in the wild. I mean, at this point, just get a robot horsey.
Exactly.
They're clearly running away because they don't want to be ridden anymore.
Well, that's why there's so much in New York City. Everyone's like,
poor horses.
Well, thank God I have underwear on.
Well, everybody pray for Rocky.
Oh my God.
I had to take him to the emergency vet yesterday.
What happened? Did he get into Nana's pills?
Oh, well, he ate like chemicals, but that wasn't the thing. It was just, he might have a disease. So the other night he was just acting super weird. Like, I thought he was seeing a ghost because he was like looking out into space and he was like circling and sitting like if somebody was there and there was nobody there, and he kept doing it all night. And then he kept looking at Gianni, following Gianni. By the way, he never follows Gianni. He follows me because I'm his person. And then he wasn't following me. It was just weird. He wasn't acting like himself. And then I'd be like, Rocky, you know, let's go for a walk. And he would just like circle and sit, and like, he wouldn't look me in the eyes. And when I say we're going for a walk, he does a backflip, like ready to go. So he wasn't acting like himself. And then all of a sudden he starts drooling profusely. And I'm like, what the hell?
Like rabies?
He never drools. I thought he had string in his mouth. That's how bad his drool was. It was just like spit everywhere. And I'm like, I think you're dying. We have to go. So I'm hysterically crying, driving him to the emergency vet. And now they're testing him for Addison's disease.
What does that have? What kind of flavor is that? What is Addison's? Is it a neurosis? like an MS?
Yeah, like he doesn't, like a hormone doesn't like come out when he's stressed out. So then he doesn't know how to calm himself down. So basically he just needs Prozac for the rest of his life if he does have it. And then he needs like a shot of steroid here and there because he lacks this hormone.
Would you exchange him just to get a fresh one that's not broken?
No, he's my baby. And Addison's disease, dogs live with it. It's not like he's going to die from it. But had it and I didn't diagnose it, he literally could have had a stroke, I feel. So everyone pray for Rocky. He's okay today, but scare the shit out of me.
Oh, my God. That's why I can't have animals, because it would just stress me out.
I know. I was literally thinking the worst, waiting. And I was like, if I have to put him down tonight, I'm going to be a fucking mess.
Oh, no.
I would drop to my knees screaming, why? I would get an Oscar for the performance.
That's terrifying to know, like, oh my God.
So pray for Rocky. He should be fine though.
What a sin.
So that was my day yesterday, and then my day just sucked yesterday.
Well, I think that JoJo Siwa was gonna transition this year.
I was feeling like that.
I know it's going to happen. I can feel it.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Why did I feel like that?
Because she goes, no. Nope.
This past month, I'm like, I think she's going to transition.
Well, so she did put on one of those like male like skin suits on that I had on the other day. Remember that skin suit I had on? That was like the ripped body shirt thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put one of those on recently. And she's going off saying this is the most extreme change that anyone's ever made. So maybe she's dropping clues. I do think it's a little premature. I feel like you should just be a dyke for a little bit, like, you know, shave your head and be like a dyke for a little bit. But I feel like, you know, this generation is just so hot and cold with, like, you know, they don't know how to let things, you know, ride out. They have to be so impulsive. I don't think she should transition. I think she's too young to do that. But I feel like if she does it, she'll win it. She's room for attention.
You think?
Kind of.
Not because she wants to?
Well, who knows nowadays? It's like not what it was anymore. It's not as meaningful as it was back in the day, because people are just so quick to jump the gun these days.
Wait, can we talk about baby reindeer?
Oh my God. Stuart calls me that every day. And I was like, I could see my old self being stalkish like that. But it's like, I haven't done that with him though.
Yet.
Not yet, but like, okay, so if you haven't watched Baby Reindeer, it's on HBO. What am I, 90? It's on Netflix, and it's a true story about this woman who has an obsession with this man, and series of like all this wild shit. Like, she thought they were dating, and then she, like, you know, threatened him.
True crazy story.
And I really forgot what happened in it, but like, did you watch every episode?
I think I'm on, let me check. I think I'm on four.
Okay, tell us what you think.
Wait, let me see. So she's definitely psychotic. And is this like, is everything like real? Or obviously it's like made up a little bit.
Well, it's a true story, apparently. And apparently the actor had to put out a tweet because...
Yeah, I'm on episode 4.
Because the fans are looking at, trying to find the real people in the show and harass them.
I mean, how crazy though. I think it's terrifying. She's freaking psychotic and she's pissing me off. But then also he's pissing me off too. Because like he's leading her on. And then he's like, oh, you're crazy. But like he says things to like give her hope. So I don't know how I feel, but it's freaking crazy and I could see you doing it.
Okay. It says, it's a true story, true-ish anyway, as Baby Ranger is based on God's autobiographical one-man show, but God soon complicates understanding the events. Turns out Donnie is struggling would-be comedian. He watches his cringeworthy sets before the stone-faced...
Oh, he's a terrible comedian.
Oh, here we go. Struggling comedian and barman Donnie meets a lonely woman claiming to be a lawyer. He offers her a cup of tea on the house, and she instantly is obsessed.
She's crazy.
Really? So she shows up at his house. She stalks his life, and she's just like makes this fake relationship up in their head.
Broke my life on the boardwalk.
Is that what she says?
No, police said that.
Oh.
You know nothing about my show.
Well, when did he say that recently?
Back in the day. You're terrible.
I watched your show yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we were making fun of you on the TV.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm watching that. I also rewatched the OA. And I'm having so much fun with it. I think I needed like some.
Oh, so good.
So if you've never watched the OA on Netflix, it's from years ago, pre-pandemic, I think.
Maybe I thought they were going to make another season.
No, I'm in the middle of the second season. But yeah, it's a great, great show. Because I think I wanted some kind of emotional connection. Also, you know what was? I wanted to see this opening scene where the cute guy from it is having sex and his whole ass is out. I wanted to watch that part. So I think that's why I started watching it.
Great.
But yeah, the OA on Netflix is such a good show. It's a psychological thriller. And just so you know, if you die and you see birds right away, you have to eat one. And then you come back to life.
You come back to life.
Yeah, so if you see a bird when you're, like, if you die in an accident, God forbid, if you eat the bird, you'll come back to life immediately and you can live forever. What are you reading?
Wait, so we have to vote for a president already?
Well, so yeah, in November we do.
I just got a primary election ballot.
Whose names are on the ballot? On the ducket?
I don't know any of these people.
Read them off by name.
Justin Murphy. Curtis Bashaw.
No, I'd pick Justin over Curtis.
Yeah, but you're just saying that because of the name. You don't
I want to say. I know, but we don't know. No one knows who those are. You have to Google it. I would hit Justin. What are the names?
I need to stop voting. Was like, oh, I like that name better, so I'm gonna vote. Like, no, I need to educate myself because this shit, the world's fucked up.
Did you see that? Billy?
Well, 18. That's how I voted.
You did?
I was like, oh, I like his name better. I'm gonna pick him.
Did you see that Billie Eilish came out in a Rolling Stone article saying that she is a lesbian now, but she also masturbates inside the in front of a mirror. She likes to watch her pussy while she masturbates.
Oh, God. Billy.
And she said she wants a pussy on her face. She said this in Rolling Stone.
Oh, God.
There's that as well. The 22-year-old singer said that after struggling body dysmorphia, sexual pleasure helped save her by putting her path on self-love and acceptance. When she goes, how she likes to unwind, Billy revealed her go-to sex. She told a publication, I basically talk about sex anytime I possibly can. It's literally my favorite topic. My experience as a woman has been that in such a weird way, people are so
she's frisky guy.
Yeah, she likes to explore herself in front of a mirror.
Oh my goodness.
A raw, deep connection, she's saying.
Do you do that?
I'd throw up.
Ew. Would you look at yourself?
I probably wouldn't end well. I'd probably be so depressed and sad about how, like, my body looks. And I would spiral into a dark depression. Can you imagine? Like, you got to be really hot. You got to be really hot and, like, not self-conscious at all. Or, like, you know, what's the word? You have to have self-esteem. You have to have the highest self-esteem in order to do that. Because, like, one little roll or, like, wrinkle or something I saw or, like, if my peach deal looked smaller or something, it would just like, I would spiral. You take my pill. I didn't take my pill.
Funny. God. Crusaders, are you doing this?
Are you
Is this like a new thing to do?
How many Crusaders are masturbating in front of a mirror right now?
Stop!
4%.
Oh my God.
Oh, did you see that Taylor Swift wrote a diss track to Kim Kardashian?
Oh my God, yes. What is that drama?
It's called Fuck You, Amy, or Thank You, Amy, but it says Kim.
I thought that was like, you know, that happened years ago and they all got over it.
I think they did get over it. I think it's saying she never... The song's interesting. It says, I'll never forget the way you made me feel. It's just about her experience, I think, about saying like how it made her feel. And she goes, I think she's like owed like all success she had to Kim Kardashian, because if all that bullying and stuff didn't happen, she wouldn't have ever wrote the Reputation album or whatever the album is. So it kind of pushed her to like say fuck you and like really go crazy with her music. So she was in a way saying thank you for that. And then she says, well, this one line, she goes, your daughter comes home singing a song that she has no ideas about you and me.
Oh yeah, I saw that TikTok, and then they showed North and her singing to a song. All of Kim's comments are Taylor Swift fans saying, "Hey, Amy." Hmm. Like, yeah, with the
drama. That reminds me of when
I need to wash my hair.
Britney Spears did "If You Seek Amy," meaning "fuck me."
If you seek Amy.
Remember? Amy, are you in the club tonight? Are you looking appetite? Oh.
Oh, yeah. I miss Britney.
Tori Spelling has a new podcast out. I did her makeup once. Did I ever tell you that?
Was she nice?
Yes, very nice. And I remember when I was doing her makeup, my phone, this is when I was single, so I was like probably 22 years old. My phone was like sitting there, and like I got a message from some like a Grindr pop up, and some man said something filthy to me, like, you know, it's from like that daddy cummer 59 or whatever, and it said like, you know, I can't wait to fuck that
59
whatever it was, like he had some dirty name and he said some filthy message on the phone, and it popped up while my phone was up like this on the table as I'm doing your makeup, and she goes, you just got a text from can't wait to come down your throat or something. I was like, oh my God.
Did she laugh?
Yes. I was like, oh my God.
What'd you say?
I said, Brenda.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
Go be with her. I really don't care.
So I'm back on my semaglutide. I'm back on my weight loss injections. And I cannot be happy. I went through Sperling Dermatology. They have a location right in Florham Park, New Jersey, believe it or not.
I need Botox.
Go over there.
I go to Tutela. I can't cheat on him.
I know. That's true.
But I haven't got Botox in so long. Look, it's starting to come in.
Oh, wow. I'm fresh.
I have lines.
I can't move.
I have freaking lines. I'm like, usually it like pisses me off when I get upset. But as of right now, I'm just like, whatever.
I had no idea. The Taco Bell breakfast menu is unbelievable. It's better than the regular menu.
What is it? Because you know I don't really order Taco Bell.
Oh, it's easy. What is it? It's, you would love it. It's exactly what you would want. I got a Crunchwrap Supreme. It's basically a hash brown patty. You can get sausage or bacon, and then eggs and cheese, and like wrapped up in a tortilla. So it's crispy and like yummy and cheesy and gooey. They have a burrito version of that. They have a quesadilla version of that. It's pretty much all the same thing. Just any application. It's like sausage, egg and cheese, or bacon, egg and cheese, with hash browns. And it's like, it was the most satisfying. Well done. Everything was crispy. Everything was cheesy. Everything was gooey.
Ooh.
10 out of 10. Breakfast from Taco Bell.
I gotta switch up my hangover stuff, because when I'm hungover, the first thing I do is like I get an everything bagel with a lot of cream cheese, and like, yeah, satisfied me. But now I'm getting bored with it when I'm hungover. So next time I'm hungover, I'm gonna get the Taco Bell breakfast.
Yeah, and it's not spicy or anything. It's just real breakfast.
Yeah, I don't like. What about cilantro? I don't like that either.
Nothing like this. No, it's not Mexican flavored at all. It's literally just a tortilla and like breakfast ingredients. Loved that. But my new go-to diet snack is, you might not love it. It's not spicy at all, but it kind of looks like it is. It is Boar's Head buffalo chicken breast from the deli. So like, it's, you know, it's like turkey, sliced turkey, but it's chicken and it has like has the rind on the outside. It has like buffalo sauce on the outside rind. It is just so good and spicy and yummy.
Buffalo sauce is spicy.
This one's not spicy. It's a Boar's Head. I'm gonna get sponsored by Boar's Head. Boar's Head. Little, and I had that with like cucumbers and it's like, and little like, you know, little cheese wheels and stuff. And it's so good.
Ooh, I'm starving.
You know. Well, what are you up to this weekend?
This weekend I have no plans. I'm like happy because I finally wrapped the show. Because you know I've been busy filming the next season of Jersey Shore.
How does it end?
So I'm not telling you. You have to watch. So hopefully we're doing another season soon. But yeah, I just wrapped that. So now like I have like a little downtime. But this weekend I'm just going to relax. Like, you know, get the house together. I'm spring cleaning. So I'm like really organizing. I'm tossing shit. Like the other day I did my whole kitchen. And I literally had 6 bags of just shit that I threw out. So I'm doing that. And then next weekend I go to Florida because it's Sissy's last big competition.
Sure. For the summer.
Yeah. So I'm going to Florida Thursday to Monday and I'm excited.
Well, that's exciting. I have to globetrot. I have to work.
Working.
Movie premieres and commercials and that's really it. And then I have
calm down, famous.
And live shows. It's like
movie premieres, commercials, you know.
It's not a real movie. It's a fake movie we made for TV for work. But it's gonna be cute. But yeah, I have a lot of work coming up ahead. Summer's gonna be busy. I'm gonna try to make the best of it. Everyone pray that Stuart kind of forgives me and comes back tonight. So I'm leaving tomorrow for a month. And if he doesn't come tonight, I'm gonna be so upset. And be more kind.
You're not leaving for a month.
I know. Be more kind to your partners and be more aware of how you're treating them. Because I feel so gutted that I was.
Idiot.
I decided to have fun with my friends instead of hanging out with my boyfriend. Stuart, I'm sorry and I love you.
You know, I haven't been doing that at all. I'm very proud of myself.
You know, that's why he was so nice to you. And that's why he decided to pick up the kid for you so you didn't have to go do it.
I know. Huh. No, me.
You have a broken dog.
I've been a bomb ass wife. I have to say so myself.
Well,
but that's what fucks us up is when we have these girls' nights and we're like, oh, you know, we're just gonna have a couple of drinks. I'll be home early, and then you walk in late, or you know, you're doing the total opposite, and they're like, oh, you told me you were doing different, and then you had, you know, you made plans, and then you messed it up. That's usually what happens.
Well,
so I've been a good birdie. Yeah. Are you still coming to my my Harris appearance June 8th?
Yes.
Yeah, why are you saying it like that?
They think I may have a show that day.
Joey!
Oh, it's a Saturday. It's a Saturday. So I don't have shows on Saturday.
Let's see, June. Yeah, June 8th, bitches. I will be at Harris. I'll be at the Harris Pool. I have a club appearance that night. Harris, Atlantic City. So you bitches can plan now. You can get your flights there. If you ever been to AC or you haven't, you gotta go. Because I'm having a girls' night. I'm having all of my best girlfriends come over. Steph, Kier, Frankie. We're all going to go down. Amy. I told Joey to come because he's my best girlfriend. And we're going to go early. We're going to do a spa. And then we're going to have like a nice lunch. And then get ready. And then do dinner. And then we're going to Harrah's. So it's going to be a fun girls' day. I cannot freaking wait. June 8th, Harrah's. So I'll see you there. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast.
I have a show on the 6th in Washington, D.C., but then I'll be back for the...
Will you be back? Yeah, because we're all going to drive down together.
And make sure to buy tickets for our live show, our first live show since before COVID, June 28th, 8 p.m. at Parks Casino in Bensalem, PA. Get your tickets at parkscasino.com, and we'll see you there. Chin up, panties down, girls. Enjoy your weekend. And one last question. Kurakomi!
It's happening!